Gentlemen, for one night and one night only, Faith Rena Moore.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak.
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from fucking winter, finally. It's the worst little podcast, and I hope you're happy. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd. I got Nick here. I got Chewy here. I got Rick and Ian. They're great. But better than them is the musical powerhouse of a bunch of guys who play somebody else's songs. It's Faith Reno Moore on the Worst Little Podcast today.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hell yeah.
Man, I screwed that all up because I was so into the first song. I was just listening to it.
I thought you did a good job,
Rory. That
was
good. Don't
be so hard on yourself.
It's not one night, one night only. They play multiple nights. I wanted to say one podcast and one podcast only.
That would have
been, way cooler.
Well, now the audience knows.
You could listen to this podcast over and over again for the rest of your life, too.
Yeah. And I could kick myself in the head every time I say that.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
We'll do it again.
Hi. Hey. Gobble, gobble. Hope you had a great turkey day out there in internet land.
Absolutely.
I did.
How about you guys here in the studio?
It was fantastic.
Great one.
Family, fun, wine.
So I mean, besides
back
working.
Wine.
Did anyone have a bad... My Thanksgiving went perfectly, and
did
that's totally unmemorable. That's what you want. You want something to go wrong. I have a friend, though, who had a father-in-law over for the first time ever, and they had just gotten perfect white carpet installed less than a month prior.
Oh, go on.
Well, there's your problem.
No, this goes this is so great. And the father-in-law dropped the entire turkey on the
ground. Oh, no. Oh, God.
So
what happens.
And that's a greasy bird.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, at least it wasn't like the bottle of wine, red wine.
True. You almost can't tell. But isn't that a great Thanksgiving for the rest of your life?
What they have to do now is make turkeys every couple of months and then drop them on different parts of the floor. So you kind of create this cool stained pattern across the whole carpet. And it makes it custom.
Like that sponge painting.
But
with a turkey. And it's natural juices.
Who has white carpets?
Nobody a long story anymore. Too.
People with same kind of people who wear white jeans.
They ordered this particular family ordered darker carpets, and they went left and came home, and they carpeted the wrong color.
Oh,
oh wow!
And so Home Depot gave them a discount.
Lawsuit. Oh,
well,
but we'll keep it white. Then a turkey fell on the floor.
Yeah.
Then you can't complain too much.
Well, they said that the Home Depot said 50% off when you get this replaced in 5 years because it'll look like dog shit.
Yeah, fuck Home Depot then. So, yeah. No offense.
It's called, you know, making the pre-sale.
Yeah, we're going to fuck you over so we can charge you half price next time.
When inflation has gone up and it'll still be just as expensive.
They'll just conveniently lose that paperwork, too, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Is Vince already bored of noodling?
Yes.
So sorry.
How did you ever guess?
Oh, does the audience even know who Vince is?
No.
Let's talk to
Vince. Let's introduce the band, starting from my left.
I'm Ben. I sing.
Fuck yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So are you related to the Michigan Icings?
Ben Icing. Get it? It took me a second.
God damn.
God, that was good.
That's like deep dad joke territory.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm Vince. Play guitar. Have fun.
Right on. And downstairs?
I am Nick. I play big guitar.
The bass.
Big guitar. I like you, Nick.
Thank you.
You're my good internet friend.
I'm Brian. I'm playing the drums.
Nice.
I'm Shaolin. I'm playing keys.
Awesome.
Hi, Shaolin.
Shaolin's been here 100 times.
And the guitar player is your dad.
In the studio, but here on the podcast, she said it was what, 3 times?
3.
All right. Welcome to the 3-timer club.
Thank you.
Woo! We don't celebrate the 4s, just 3 and 5.
Right.
No. By the time you get to 4, it's like, wow, what's wrong with
whatever.
You?
Yeah. By 5, it's like,
what's
okay, you
five,
just
we
want
to find
a
jacket. And,
we need to move to a bigger city where there's more people.
5 is right out. We're just laying
that
there.
That landed.
You can tell what we're all into.
Yeah.
British guys with bad teeth.
So you
guys are Faith Reno Moore. Yeah, Nick, you were going in that direction.
Should we get into the band? Because I was going to ask Vince. This is, you do a couple tribute bands, right? You're in the Floyd as well, right?
That's right. That's right.
And you guitar in that also?
Well, I play bass and sing. I get to play guitar a little bit in that.
So that's the Floyd, a tribute to
Pink Floyd.
Oh, that band, that Floyd. Okay. Yeah. Floyd Merriweather. It sings the hits.
Floyd from Andy Griffith.
But I guess Ben and Brian were talking about. Were you guys talking about Faith No More before I joined?
We were.
Yeah.
So this is your baby.
You pulled me into this.
Yeah. Because
you pulled me into this.
Sadly.
Ben, are you the ridiculous Faith No More fan that just thought there wasn't a Faith No More cover band and that was sad?
We all are.
It's kind of all of us. I kind of look at it as
the minute I heard about them, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, like I kind of look at it as, you know, Faith No More underserves all of their markets. I know they just announced a tour, but you know,
damn it,
in Europe,
years, right?
It's in Europe. It's not coming here yet.
So I figured there's
it'll
like
come here
there's
I hear
least,
they're big in Europe.
There's like 6 people, you know, in Reno that like Faith No More. So we figured if we could get 4 of them to show up to our show, we only outnumber them by 1. So that's good.
We are 5 of those 6 people, though. So
you had a packed house for your first show, though.
Yeah, that was a
good
time.
Gotta throw it back to that. That was about a year ago, a little over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with us, really. That's more for Tom Gordon than it was for us.
Oh, that's true. That was Tom's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
But he did ask us to play. So.
Well, see, then I think that counts.
Yeah, definitely. If Tom asks you to play,
nobody would have went to Tom Gordon's birthday party.
I was working that night. It was a beast of a show.
Yeah, I had to work too.
Yep.
I was working at the venue. So.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I was working at the car wash.
Oh, thank you.
I saw Tom right before it happened at the Golden Silver picking up food.
That's where I see everybody.
Better than picking his nose.
Right. you can spot him pretty easy.
Does Tom like go, oh, hey, it's Rick, or does he go, oh, God, that engineer guy?
He may have thought that initially, but he acted like he was happy to see him. And I was fucking thrilled to see
don't
him.
Don't we all?
Right. Like I see myself from the profile picture and I'm like, damn, I look awful. And then I think, but fuck, people smile when they see me, so it must be okay.
Oh, we love you, Rick.
Well, it's better than what they imagine hearing your voice.
Right. Right.
I think they probably imagine somebody with hair.
Right.
Oh, oh my goodness. I feel the need to call for another song already.
How many of you guys got?
How many did you bring for us?
About five or six.
Yeah, five or six.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's just like faith.
Just
more
jump
the fuck
right
out
into
of
another
house.
One.
Three.
Doing caffeine?
Yes.
Caffeine.
Sure.
Forget the glamour and mumble a jackhammer.
cool. That okay. fucking guitar, man.
Like, I mean, fucking Vince's stereo guitar bullshit is so rad.
Yeah. I think you need to maybe explain
every time
that
it happens.
Comment a little bit.
There's only one guitar player, you guys. So you know. With one guitar.
That's just
so
Vince.
Cool to watch.
That is sick.
Just,
yeah.
Oh, God. And every time, and then the little subtle bits, and all of a sudden it spreads out across your whole fucking head.
That's so cool.
Blam.
That amp is sick.
Damn. Okay.
I have a question for the singer.
Yeah.
Do
you warm up?
Yeah.
That was it. No, I'm just kidding. So like you're emulating Patton. Did that come naturally to you, or did you have to learn how to do it?
Yes. I started singing along with Faith No More when the real.
Are you right up
out.
On your mic?
Yeah,
it's so unbelievable because your vocals are so screaming loud, and then you start talking.
My name's Michael Jackson.
All right.
It's like, I know you can make more noise with your mouth.
So, yeah, honestly, so it goes back to like me being 12 or 13, mowing the lawn and having the lawn being loud and having the real thing in my, you know, my walk and going, no one can hear me sing. And, you know, and then, you know, you turn 16 and you have a car and all that. And,
So you've been singing these songs for a long
time. Yeah, for a real long time. I mean, we're all pretty big geeks for this band. So I think we all kind of knew the material.
Because this is a hard,
okay,
unique
boomer.
Voice.
It's a Damn it.
Unique voice to emulate. And, you know, there's certain parts where you're doing the exact same thing he's doing. Like, it sounds like Mike Patton.
Oh, thanks.
Well, and you can go from the really rough screaming to the, like, really pitched, tight, you know, notes and stuff. Like, real quick transitions. That's, as another singer, that's amazing. Yeah. That's a really, you've got a lot of.
It's a lot of throat agility.
You got a pretty throat, boy.
Throat agility.
Hey, now.
That looks like a pretty throat there.
You know how to use that thing, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to do this, we had talked about doing this, Brian and I had been talking about it for a while, but, like, it's hard, so it makes it more fun.
Yeah.
This is challenging music all around.
Yeah.
And people see it, and they're all, Faith No More tribute band. Let's see if they can cut it, you know.
Yeah.
See if they can pull it off.
I think that's part of it. Skeptical.
Studio quality tightness and timing, sure. and you guys got it.
Cool. That's part of the appeal of the band for me is that I think we actually pull it off.
Oh yeah.
No, it's impressive.
That's the reason why
I love
show
playing
up.
With these guys. They're amazing. Every single one of them. So it's super cool that we get to do this.
There will not be a YouTube clip of everybody laughing at you in your future, as you play everything off rhythm and key.
Shreds. Yeah. Faith No More shreds.
Right.
And how many of you are in other bands? And how many other bands?
Oh, wow. That's a long
current
time to
current
go.
Lineup.
Current.
This is my only gig right now.
Okay.
I'm playing with the Floyd in this band, and that's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing with Changing the Design, and that's about it.
Well, and us.
No, not this band. He doesn't play with
it. Yeah, no. I'm not actually here right now.
I have a band with some guys from work. It's kind of just for fun, really.
Okay. Well, isn't it all?
Yeah.
Is it called Faith No More?
Nick, that's what this is, dude.
Yeah, you're
supposed to have fun in your other band.
Yeah. You can only have fun in our band, man.
This is the band where I have no fun.
This is serious business.
And I'm in Raksha Paksha.
Yeah,
fuck yeah, you are.
I'm also performing with my sister's project, Nightling.
Oh. Nightling.
How's Sam doing?
That's new.
Samantha's doing great.
Samantha?
She's writing some ripping stuff.
She used to be an intern on this show before she no-called, no-showed 3 weeks in a row.
That was a long time ago, Rory.
Well, are you ever going to let that go?
No, like 87 million weeks in a row.
Every time.
8 years ago.
I'm mad at her.
Every single intern we have ever had.
You should talk to her about it.
Every intern we've ever had, no call, no shows, except
I did
the end.
Not. Hey.
I'm mad. I'm mad at all of them who did not submit a 2-week formal letter of.
I'm pretty sure I gave a month notice when I had to stop for a while.
No, Ian's the only one.
You do in my heart.
for a whole month, Ian was like, I think I'm going to stop doing this for a while. I think I'm pretty sure
more,
I'm coming in
I'm
next
forced
week.
To stop doing this because I'm working a shift that does not allow me to come anymore.
Yeah. Lame. Yeah.
Sexually. And that's when the beatings commence.
Right. Oh, Dimples. Priorities. Dimples said, hey, I'm not going to come this next week, and I'm not sure when I'll be able to come, but I'll call you when I'm coming. And then he never called.
He never showed.
Yeah. He changed his number, and he blocked Rick on Facebook.
So if you'd like to learn how to ghost on somebody professionally, contact us for an internship.
Yeah. We'll teach you what we know, and then you can leave us in the dust.
We've been ghosted by some of the very best.
Speaking of supporting the show, if you'd really like to support the show, hey, check out our Patreon page. That's right, yeah. patreon.com/
Worst Little Podcast. Yeah.
Is it Patreon or Patreon?
Patreon.
Whatever.
No, I think it's both. I think it's tomato, tomato.
It comes from the word
except
GIF,
no
GIF,
one ever says tomato.
Patreon.
Yeah, no one ever Patreon. Says tomato.
Patron. Patron.com. Yeah.
So, and Rory, do you know, do you realize that this week we have a new Patreon subscriber?
Who is our new? What? Who is our newest costume designer?
It is fucking Leon from the band Cell.
Awesome. Hey, Leon.
We love you so much.
Bravo.
These so costumes awesome. This week are great amazing. Decision. I mean, we couldn't do what we do without our costumes.
Dude, and this week he has me in flats, so I feel like a man.
Leon, you're going to love all this exclusive content you get every year.
That's right.
It's so true.
46 10-minute shots of exclusive content.
Yep. Every Patreon subscriber that gives more than $5 a month gets our additional show. And that's the Soundcheck show and gets an extra song and stuff. And they did an extra song today and it was hella fun.
If you ever wanted to hear it's 6 minutes of the show without Rory.
Yes.
It's yeah. like an Rory extra is never, hour of show a year.
Rory is never on the show. So people pay extra to not hear Rory.
Now we're going to we're gonna get a lot of subscribers, I think.
Yeah, it's like that's how we're going
like
to reel them in,
time,
man. That's how
it's
we're
like
reeling
the
them
time
in.
The guy tipped the bartender at the Zephyr to have me stop hosting the open mic that night.
I don't
Did
care
that
what
really
it costs.
Happen? I totally believe that.
One-Eyed Keith was working. Yeah, the same guy also
Tuerto.
Bought the T-shirt off of his back.
Fuck.
Wow.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay.
Did it work? Did you stop?
Hey, it's how I make money.
That's a good angle.
Oh my goodness. Should we have another song and then a quiz?
That's
I love
good.
That.
Let's
yes.
have another song.
Trip through some Faith No More. Now, you guys do something off of each album?
Or? Yeah, we've just realized we've
how
done
many,
everything from Angel Dust so far. But yeah,
how many do. How many and albums we, do yeah. they have? I don't even know.
Yeah, what?
Their most recent album was just.
What is going on downstairs?
Nothing.
What did you guys
seven,
do?
Seven albums.
Did someone pull his balls out?
It's a lot of material.
So, there's like it sounds like geese are
I
being
they were
tickled or something.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be quiet. Everything's good. We're so ready to play.
sounds like it.
Which album is this one from?
Invictus. Soul Invictus.
Soul Invictus. Most recent. The new one. Finger quote.
Go. Rush the money.
We should have done that song for soundcheck, because then we would have known that everything was going to clip and we all screamed your ass. That was so badass. That snare is so fucking loud.
Sorry. It's a great snare,
though. Love it. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy. Anyway.
It's better than being too quiet. Most of the time.
Mostly.
That song's fast.
Do you need to catch your breath before we move on here? Like, just take,
we need to take a second. Yeah, just collect yourselves.
You don't need me for the next few minutes, I'm sure.
Well, I guess while we're waiting, we could plug the upcoming Merry Anarchy
show. Oh, my God.
Merry Anarchy.
Yes. Merry Anarchy this year is a benefit for August Fox Foreman, a young member of the community who passed away after only 3 days. We're going to support his estate and his family surviving him. And we've got an incredible lineup of all of our friends once again. We've got lots of great raffle prizes and silent auction shit going on.
Yeah.
Nick, what are some of the highlights of the bands?
Of people are stepping up and giving really awesome donations to Merry Anarchy. I want to say hi and thank you to those folks. They're making jewelries and stuff that you can bid on or raffle prize win. We got what do we got there, Rory?
I'm holding four tickets in my hand for Nonpoint, Kana, Rick, who else is on that bill?
Sell and Opposite Ends.
That's right, Sell and Opposite Ends, all good friends of the show, all the local acts there. We
love all of them.
These tickets are what? How much each? Like 20, 30 bucks a pop?
I think they're like 12 or 15.
15 apiece.
Okay. But it's more at the door, I think.
We've got four of them. It's a 7 o'clock door, an 8 o'clock show, the same night as Friday of Merry Anarchy.
If you were there, you could go back and forth.
We're going to give them away at 7:30. So if you show up to Merry Anarchy and buy some raffle tickets, you have four chances to go to the show in the big room and bounce back and forth between the big room and the little room and be like the cool kid for all your friends.
These were graciously and generously donated by Cell, the amazing band that I've been working with a lot. And God bless you guys.
Thank you, Cell.
Thank you guys very much.
So it's kind of like the VIP lounge over there. You could go out tickets to the big room and go between both rooms and
all cool and shit.
Walk in the bar room.
The doorman bar room with your nose in the air.
That evening on Friday,
I'll be starting around 5:30, and I will be opening it as I do every Merry Anarchy. At least play a song, maybe the song. And then our good friend Gina Rose is playing. Grace Gatsby.
Awesome.
Shit.
7 Out, which is really cool.
Oh, they're fucking rad. I haven't seen them in forever.
Great band.
Basement Tapes.
Oh, my God.
Roxy Colley.
Shit.
Blunderbuss.
Fuck. Damn.
The Saturday Nights and Pink Awful.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. And then that's Weapons Friday?
Weapons of Mass Creation at the end, because they wear costumes and get all crazy.
Damn. The Saturday Nights, an upcoming guest of this show next February, next season.
Oh, that's good.
We'll see them in season 10.
Great rock band.
Man, I can't wait for season 10. Nights.
That's the only band you mentioned that I'm not familiar with, so.
Well, you will be in February.
Welcome to my home.
And then for day two, we're looking at...
Who's starting that day?
Okay, so I've got good news and bad news. The good news is Princess Bombs, Tom Plunkett, Soft Summer, which is a band from, I believe, Los Angeles that's coming up. Mr. Vague. Tenacious Double D.
Go on.
Which is Jen Scafini's Tenacious D tribute.
Awesome.
Holy shit.
Her and her sister.
So they're going to tribute.
Yeah, Amy Scafini's part of that action.
It might sisters. Be quadruple D's.
To quote Eric Foreman, sisters.
Oh, Eric.
Ew.
The new band, the Triflin' Bitches, which come from the ashes of Reno, We Have a Problem. It's Logan's new band. The Triflin' Bitches.
Nice.
Good name.
110 Dooley's final gig.
Really?
Yes.
What?
The final 110 Dooley show.
Yep.
What's up with that?
Say goodnight to
what the fuck?
That's a segment to be covered not on the podcast.
They'll let the cat out of the bag. Oh, I always do that. The Lazy Universe coming in from Portland.
Fuck yeah.
Stacy Toll from the Mighty Gunshot Liquor.
Perfect.
And let's see. Then we got some of the... the Vague Choir, always at Merry Anarchy, always great.
Oh my god, fucking amazing, yeah.
The Shames, Eddie and the Subtitles.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
The bad news is the Atomics canceled.
Oh. Yeah, but were we really surprised? Love you guys.
Yeah, it's hard to nail them down. Those guys are they're busy they're men.
They're flighty.
There's a reason why it's so special when they show up.
Yeah. They play very few shows a year. This is not going to be.
It's not like 1999.
But this is
going to
be a great
Mary
Anarchy. We're going to help out August's estate. We're going to have a good rock and roll time. Yep. Nick, it's also your birthday.
That's right.
Fucking yeah.
Nick's
birthday celebration.
The
so
big 5-0 for Mr.
Give
Ramirez.
Me 50 spankings.
Yeah, we will.
50?
Yep.
A day.
That's a
big 5-0.
For
yeah,
good
next,
luck.
Next year, I won't invite you guys to my birthday, but this one's, you know.
That's
a milestone, so come on out.
Half a century.
That's right. That's right. And I'll be taking 2 days off after Mary Anarchy for my birthday so I can recover.
Nick's a young Sequoia.
50-year-old people do.
This will also be the first birthday and first Mary Anarchy that I'm not drinking in a long time. The first Mary Anarchy ever, but first birthday in a very long time.
Dude, how long?
Very long time.
How long has it been, Nick? No, how long has it been since you've been not drinking?
I think this is my 53rd day.
Holy shit.
Congratulations,
my dude.
Thank you, thank you.
Damn.
How long has it been since you didn't drink on your birthday?
Welcome to the dark side.
30 years.
30?
Wow.
At least.
Probably more, right? I mean,
probably more, 35.
Yeah. That's awesome, buddy.
Yeah. Figure this latter half, let's try something different.
Yeah.
You know, see
it's
how
weird.
That goes.
When you do something all the time and then you stop it, it's like, that's the new high.
Yeah. Not doing is the new doing.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
It's a
new
an
thing
accomplishment.
To do. Yeah, it's all right.
When I quit, I got into coffee and ice cream.
I was telling Rory out in the garage that my poops aren't so sick anymore.
Yeah.
I have healthier poops. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, there's a few different. Yeah. After I've
Whiskey's
been
a motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, whiskey. Mm-hmm.
I'd been sober for 12 years, and I got sick to where I got puking sick, and I was throwing up, and I was like, wow, this is so familiar, but I haven't done it in so long. it was like a memory, like, wow, remember when you did this every day?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Remember when you threw up every day? That was great.
Or every other day.
Man.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Rick, give me my music.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your
friends.
That is the wrong example.
But it was kind of perfect.
That was really perfect. That was a really John Mulaney
hey.
That's the thing I'm sensitive about.
Okay. That man has feminine hits.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
I don't want people to notice that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the fucking quiz. You know what to expect. Some of the band does, not all of them, I hope. I'm going to ask you some questions you probably don't want to answer on the internet forever. So, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shaolin.
I'm going to win.
Yeah.
You're good at this game.
No, you can't win in front of your father.
We're going to start with you.
Hello.
Yeah, we got to cater this quiz.
This is the nice and the...
They're parental units.
Oh, whatever. They're not in the same room. It'll be fine.
They're grown-ass people. They can answer the questions.
She's taking it with her mom.
I'm
we're
gonna
adult
start,
friends
I'm
going
to start with my middle-of-the-road question. Upon your death, where do you haunt?
Where do I haunt?
Yeah. Where would you like to haunt?
Probably my old high school.
Ooh.
Good answer.
That is a good answer.
Next.
Nick?
Where would I haunt? Probably like a music store or something.
Hmm.
Just to be among the instruments, you know?
A music store? Anyone in particular?
No.
I'm looking at Vince.
You know.
I know the answer to that. 777 South Center Street.
I mean, I could haunt.
This is where I will haunt.
Oh, yes, forever.
Haunt whatever's there.
Yeah, I mean,
Midtown
music.
It's
haunted me for the 15 years that I haven't worked there.
that's cool. I'll haunt Vince's music shop. In Carson City.
Yeah, we'll hang out.
Hey, good man. I think that was the answer Nick was kind of fishing for, but Vince didn't pick up the bait there.
I'm realizing I'm just really boring. I don't know. Gosh.
I probably haunt the Jimmy John's that used to be the beer barrel.
because the beer barrel.
Because the fact that they serve food out of that building is disgusting, and those people
after the shit that happened at the beer barrel, they probably cleaned it.
Beer barrel. There's an old Reno.
That Jimmy John's is
bad
about
to
close
you
and
tried to block
relocate,
out.
Though. Yeah.
And I will say, the sandwiches are good. I've had them, but after I
does
saw,
it taste like sweat?
I saw that the owner likes, you know, trophy hunting shit he can't eat, like rhinos.
Oh,
and
the
shit.
Corporate. Yeah.
I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
And I don't buy their sandwiches.
Well, what's your question for the band?
Wait. Oh, Brian.
Oh,
Brian.
Where would you hunt, Brian?
Oh, sorry.
I've been trying to think of something funny, and then I panicked, and then I went to like a haunted mansion, but that'd be dumb. So I'm gonna go.
Haunting a haunted house is not a bad idea.
No,
you wouldn't be alone.
The haunted mansion.
So the Disney haunted mansion.
Yeah.
Oh, that one,
dude. You could fuck with the staff all the time.
But that would be cliche. So instead, I'm gonna say Small World.
Because I know somebody was killed there.
Nice adjustment.
But that song would drive you mad.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like living in hell.
Yeah, A, I'm sure I deserve it. And then B, there's so many subtle little fuckings with I could do in that. Yeah. That's
Amen.
A good
just
way to spend
the heads
eternity.
Around on the puppets.
You would just end up like appearing to people and screaming because you can't take it anymore. And yeah, it would drive them nuts.
And like if you haunted a haunted mansion, like they'd be like, oh man, that was scary. That was what I came for. But if you haunt It's a Small World, all these little kids are crying.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Good
answer. Good
plan. All right, Nick, your question.
Yeah, if you could splice any two animals together, which animals would you splice, and which would be the top and which would be the bottom?
Or what, the left or right?
How would you configure it?
Front or back?
I want to do a hummingbird on top and an octopus on bottom.
Ooh.
Oh. Wow.
But like proportional, like, so that they fit together nice.
I was gonna say.
So is the hummingbird getting larger or is the octopus getting smaller?
I think the octopus is getting smaller.
Okay.
Wow.
A kind of tiny little adorable octopus hummingbird.
And we're gonna have to call it Octobird because we can't go the other way.
Hummingbird.
That's already something.
I think you can order that on the internet.
Oh, my God.
Nick.
How about, you know, I really love cats and dogs. How about a cat and a dog side
cat
by
dog?
Side?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Half but cat,
not,
half dog.
Yeah,
not front
yeah.
back,
down
the center.
Left, right. Right.
Like left, right.
Left,
okay.
Left, right, yeah. You know, you get the full profile of each one, and, you know, you get the best of both worlds, I guess.
And the worst of both worlds.
Either a small dog or a big cat.
Big cat if it wasn't aggressive.
Okay. Brian?
I will combine two fears. And so I'll go with the black widow and a black bear.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's either a big ass spider
that.
Or a tiny also little
a bear.
Bat.
With eight legs.
I'm imagining
holy
a giant
shit.
Ass bear with eight legs.
That's what I'm saying. Either one of those is horrifying.
A shiny chitinous armor.
Oh god.
You combine those and there is no
unless
right
you
answer.
Make the unless you make the bear the size of the spider.
No, that's horrifying too.
Then it's adorable.
That and but it would gnaw your like toe off in the
that's
middle
like
of the night.
That's like a tarantula.
With venom.
Just like any other spider, you're gonna wake up middle of the night, look up on the ceilings, can ride over and just goes
and then rips your throat out.
They both sleep all winter.
And like a Care Bear, he has a red hourglass on his tummy.
Shits in the woods.
Yes, Chewy. Vince?
Oh, I don't know. Not all this time. I don't know. I'd probably want to join a, like, maybe a human with something intelligent.
Like a whale?
A dolphin?
Burn,
damn,
human race.
The human race?
Burn.
Are you going to take that sitting down?
Oh, I stood up for that.
I'm still sitting. It's actually been done before. Bat lemur.
And bat lemur?
Bat lemur, yeah. I'm a big fan of jokes I know aren't going to land in the room.
Who?
Avatar The Last Airbender. Huge fan.
Mm.
I would make a bat lemur and name him Momo.
Momo! That landed right over here. That's been done before? Ben, yeah. I caught
it. In cartoons.
I'm lemur.
Who's the father?
I'm too old for that. I'm like G.I. Joe. And yeah, you're speaking foreign to me.
That cartoon is the bomb. That's such a good show.
Yes.
So is Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z is pretty awesome.
All right.
Yeah, see, it's a generational gap.
I mean, if you want quality.
Did the lemur impregnate Avatar's the bat? Right. Or
that's what I was wondering.
Nick's just stuck here.
Never answered.
I hope so.
Wow.
It'd be weird if it was the other way around, right?
Good answers all the way around.
Chewy?
All right. In your opinion, what is the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area?
There's the one on 4th Street, and I don't know the name of the club now, but it used to be Club Underground, and there's a gas station right
next
to
it. Oh, yeah.
The
Chevron there.
Yeah. The 40 Mart next to Foat's Place.
Yeah.
I'm sure anybody who's in a band played there went to go get a Gatorade or two and did not have a good time doing it.
Yep. Yeah, it was always an ordeal.
Side note. The place that's in between the gas station and the whatever the club is now, at one point, was a, like, teenager rave place. Yeah. And that's where
Stock Exchange.
Yeah, a bass player of mine coined one of my favorite terms. Look at all these prostitutes. He was not happy about it. We were more making fun of him. But still.
Look at all these prostitutes.
No, it wasn't like, ooh. It was like, oh, God.
Behold.
No.
That's so angry.
You're turning my words around. Stop it. Okay.
Kinder whore.
Wow.
Anyway, oh, man. Okay. I feel fair like enough. I need to take a shower and not eat tater tots for a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what we need?
Good for you.
Okay. You know what we need? We need some.
Namaste.
All right.
That makes everything better.
Cleanse the room.
All right. Who's next with the convenience store question?
Oh, I think the 7-Eleven on Bering Boulevard gets robbed every 15 minutes. I'm terrified.
It's a good one because you can jump right on McCarran and you're out of there.
Yeah.
I
heard.
Vince, you gotta stand up again.
Not having been a Reno resident for quite some years. There's a place on Carson Street in Park that's pretty shady.
All right. Yep,
has Carson gotten shady?
Carson's always been a little shady.
Yeah. Right?
It's getting less shady.
Isn't that
but it's in kind of an old boy issues? Network kind of way. Like, you know, it's like back alley beatings.
I only ever...
Is that true?
Carson and Park?
No, I'm just talking shit like I do every other time I breathe.
What about downstairs?
Brian?
I already talked.
Brian?
No. I can't see you guys.
Nick is also a Carson resident.
Yeah. There's
plenty of bad ones in Carson.
Too many Reno convenience stores, but there is one in Carson on Carson Street that's it's very small inside. It's really cramped.
It's smaller.
Claustrophobic.
So there's a lot of shade in there.
There's a lot of shady. Blind corners. It's weird. I don't know. It makes me feel weird when I go in there. So
cool. That's all right. Fair enough.
You've spent time in both cities.
Yeah, I have. I don't know. I guess. I don't know. I've had some pretty bad experiences on the 7-Eleven by Park Street. By Jub Jub's.
Yep. Yeah, the second street.
That is a winner.
A consistent voted one on this.
Yeah, everybody.
I always feel like the police station's right there. What
sure
could go
I've
wrong?
Had two different people have their cars stolen right out of that parking lot.
Not surprising.
Well, you know, come for the laundry, leave for the cars.
Right on.
Rick?
What is the first album you bought with your own money?
Ooh. Iron Maiden, Peace of Mind.
Ooh. Who are you?
This is Ben.
That's Ben.
Ben!
Singy guy.
This is Brian, drummer. Two Live Crews, Greatest Hits.
Hey, excellent. Wow. Man of good taste.
Was your mom happy about that one? My mom hated Two Live Crew.
Welcome to the fuck shop.
Nobody knew about it. That's why it was with my own money.
Me so horny.
Hood rat.
No ass, bitch.
Throw that dick.
There's whatever happened to the good old... No, we're not going to get into that conversation. Shaolin, You've answered this before, I think.
I have. I'm not, well, I'm not ashamed. But it was the 18s. The ABBA cover.
Yeah.
That got really big when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I remember that.
I don't.
You young kids and your crazy music these days. It was
ABBA.
It was a cover band even back then.
The A-Team? What the hell's that? Like B.A. and Murdoch on
Yes, anything? It was the A-Team singing
ABBA songs.
Team,
I would
team,
buy that
team.
Album today.
I even like saying the word team. You probably Swear. Think this is a picture of my family. It isn't. It's the A-Team. Sorry. That's for all the IT crowd fans.
Nice. We got a lot of that. Yeah. Wow.
Who downstairs hasn't answered?
Let's see.
Nick?
Yeah, mine was, it was Korn, Follow the Leader. Not bad.
Yeah, actually, that was, from all of us, that was a kind of a judgy,
Well, yeah, I know, I know.
You gotta give him a break, he's only 14.
In my defense, it was, I was growing up right around that time.
Yeah. Oh, sure, we all listened to it. Wasn't the first album we bought.
But you landed in a good place.
Yeah, I think so.
Ian.
What was the first concert that you
did Vince answer?
I can't remember.
Oh gosh.
I can't remember. I think it might have been Ozzy Diary of a Madman. It was either that or the Cars first album.
Fuck.
Either way, pretty classic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stay for the Cars.
Okay.
Try to shoot out the middle.
We're going to shave points off for not knowing which one it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what was the first concert you remember going to?
Like, big show, not like show in a basement.
Rush, Grace Under Pressure tour at Lawler.
Nice.
86.
Nice.
Fresh Lawler.
ZZ Top and the Jeff Healey Band also at Lawler.
Guitars.
Excellent.
Shellen.
Pat Benatar. She went to the
display
at the
GSA.
Nick.
Tool.
Fuck yeah. Lala.
First concert.
First concert, yeah.
Where was that one?
In Marysville, California.
Mm.
Brian?
I've been there.
I'm trying to remember. It's one of these two. It's either Charlie Daniels Band at the Event Center down south, or it was Weird Al at the Livestock Event Center.
Ooh. I saw that. That was at the State Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked at that show.
Awesome. Hey Shaolin.
Hey, that's me.
Wasn't Weird Al your first concert?
No, Pat Benatar was before that.
Was
I think.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
We went on Sam's birthday.
Yeah.
You took Ivan and Sam to FunQuest.
It was your brother and sister's first concert.
Because we won tickets on the radio.
Oh, nice.
Dude, Weird Al's tight.
Love him.
One of the tightest groups I've ever seen.
He played right there in the rodeo arena, and you had to stand on the dirt.
Yep.
He pelted his guitar player with broccoli.
And he also
He's awesome.
He also took like an hour to get on stage. Yeah. I remember that. We almost
Where's Weird Al? Wait, shit. Back in the days of LimeWire, when I had him in my folder, it was the only music that was downloaded more than porn.
Whoa.
I mean, like, uploaded from me more than
and
porn.
And Rick now, downloaded a lot of porn.
Yeah.
Now, combine those two.
And uploaded.
Combine those two and you got a party.
Oh, my God. Porn and Weird Al? Fuck yeah.
Man, that sounds awful.
Polka. I was just in polka.
It's spaghetti and peanut butter.
All right. We're going to just, I think, jump right over to rapid fire.
Okay.
There's
fire.
So many people here. Who wins in a fight, Ben? A python or an eagle? Fast as you
python.
Can. Vince.
I agree.
Two pythons.
All right, moving. Shaolin.
Agreed.
Python. Nick.
Python.
Brian.
Eagle.
Ooh. Right. Oh, center. Excellent.
You win fights.
The grain.
Sometimes you win fights by not fighting.
Who wins in a fight, Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Rip Taylor.
Agreed.
Simmons.
Simmons with the bitch slap.
He's fit. He's in shape.
Who wins in a fight, Elvis or all of the Beatles?
All of the Beatles.
Dude, probably Elvis. He knew Kung Fu.
Wait. Yes, Vince, that is the correct answer.
Ding, 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 ding.
And the entire Beatles don't have a single pectoral muscle between all of them. Have you seen them with their shirts off? It's fucking
sad. All right, wait. Let everybody else wait.
I'm so sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to. Damn it.
Shaolin?
No, Dad's right.
Nick?
Yeah, I was going to say with the karate and, you know, the FBI agent.
Take that, Jack.
He's got a bunch of fake badges. He'll kick
make
their
you
ass.
Disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian.
Yoko Ono beats all of them.
Oh, if Yoko's included, it does change things, doesn't it?
Shit. It does. It
we
does.
Don't, she killed the Beatles. We don't know that she didn't kill Elvis.
Okay, well, rapid fire, right?
Yeah. Nick's my go-to guy for
me
rapid fire.
Me or Rory?
Oh, God.
Nick or Rory?
Who wins in a fight?
Go.
Or just pick one of us?
Just pick one.
Nick.
Yeah.
That's right.
Agreed.
Who wins in a fight? What?
No, just pick one.
Just pick one. Oh, frick. I'm going to pick Rory because he's not
Thank
got
you.
Picked yet.
I'm going to say
I love
Rory
you both.
Also.
God, Carson, right. People are so kind.
Two and two. They're like Canadians.
Right?
Here's the tiebreaker.
Except they tip.
Who didn't answer?
Yes.
It's a tie.
That's a good answer.
It's a tie, Rory.
Excellent answer. Right. Chewy.
All right, better Thanksgiving side, mashed potatoes or some Elmer's glue that's been
seasonal
sitting in a souffle kit for about a half hour?
Mashed potatoes?
All right.
Yeah, go with the taters.
I'll take the taters.
Okay. Anybody?
Mashed
Elmer's
potatoes.
Glue?
Mashed.
It's only a half hour.
All right. All right. What would you prefer?
Unanimous.
Oatmeal that's been sitting out for a whole hour or a bowl of Elmer's glue that's only been sitting out for 15 minutes?
That's harder.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal. Put some brown sugar in it. You're good to go.
Cool.
Hey, brown sugar and Elmer's.
Just saying, man. You never know.
Oatmeal.
So nobody wants to eat the glue then. I'll eat your glue. All right. Thank you.
But you're not taking the quiz.
Is it the kind you can huff?
Rick, no. Rapid fire.
Don't offer
Elmer's
glue. All
right. Oh, would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
I'd rather be arrested.
I'd rather be arrested, too.
Huh. Beat up's less mess, but, I mean, it's less work.
Yeah.
But
it only lasts for a little while.
Yeah.
What am I being arrested for?
We're not saying. Just beat up or arrested.
Am I being arrested for beating somebody up?
You may get a free beating with your arrest, though.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
free
the
beating
thing.
With every arrest.
You might get
yeah.
beat anyway
yeah.
if you get arrested.
All right, I'll take the beating.
Fuck
you. All right, would you rather puke
beating?
Or diarrhea?
Beating?
Diarrhea. I hate puking so much.
I'd rather puke.
I'm good at it.
Diarrhea yeah. is farther away from my
you
face.
You can't play phone games and puke at the same time.
So true.
That's a good point.
Brian, remind me never to touch your phone.
Don't touch the drumstick.
Hey,
either.
Can you hand that to me? Nope.
Yeah. Great show. High five. Nope.
Nope.
All right. Which would you rather be, a vampire or a werewolf, Ben?
A vampire.
Werewolf. Vampire.
I'd be a werewolf.
Werewolf.
Which would you rather be?
Yes, a witch, actually.
A red shirt or red squadron?
Red shirt.
Shirt.
Squadron.
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 Hey, okay. Star Wars takes
yeah,
it.
Red shirts die, right?
Yep. Every single
so
time.
So does Red Squadron.
Please,
except for one.
Not even Red 5, damn it.
Yeah. Red 5 coming in.
Porkins, no.
All right, and which would you rather be, a donkey or a walrus?
Walrus.
Walrus.
Donkey. A donkey. Donkey.
Donkey, yeah. Donkey.
All right, and that's donkey. The quiz. This is a little weirder quiz than usual.
Beep, beep,
I'm
going to
tabulate
beep,
the scores
beep, beep,
here
beep,
on my phone.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. And, you know, edging everybody else out by I like her better, Shaolin wins!
Shaolin!
Yeah.
Oh, how weird that the girl won. Huh.
How
no
often does
studying.
That ever happen?
I thought the bass player stuff was pretty great.
It was all right.
It was pretty good, yeah. Second place, all right, bass player.
Well, right. And really, and Ben's pretty cute here. I mean,
oh, yeah. Well,
that cute little smile and that little carved jaw there.
It was
yeah,
a cute contest.
You should see his calves.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Superman socks. God damn. He had
you.
Cantaloupes under those
That's
jeans.
That's what I'm saying.
Was it Brian who went to Tool for his first concert?
Nick.
That was Nick.
Nick. That was Nick.
Nick, yeah. So after Tool's your first concert, I mean, what do you go see after that?
Music's right? Just downhill.
You go see Tool again.
Yeah, yeah, that, correct answer.
How many times have you seen Tool?
Actually, only the one time, unfortunately.
Not like that much.
I'm trying to, though. I want to.
Has anybody seen Faith No More here?
Yes.
Yes.
You all have.
I have not.
Saw them open for Muse at Coachella.
Frick.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Saw them up in Seattle about 2 years ago. That was a good time.
Was that 2004?
Yes.
Damn it. That was part of the show we missed, Rick.
Oh, my God.
Because we weren't watching Faith No More and Muse. We were somewhere else not doing drugs or getting drunk.
But at the time, no, at the time I thought I didn't care about them.
Right.
I cared. There was something else playing that I cared about way more.
Yeah.
That could have been like when Mindless Self-Indulgence was playing a tent.
I saw them open for Soulfly and Rammstein. That was weird.
Oh, my God. That would be so badass. I would go to that in 10 seconds. That would be so great.
So they were first up. Nobody knew who they were, what they were doing, all that kind of stuff.
So good.
Comes out, pours Pepto on himself because he's wearing pink. And then does one of my favorite things I've ever seen because he realized everybody hated him. And they were complaining. They're in the sun, and everybody just hated hearing them complain. And at some point, he just stops this music, goes to the front, makes it very clear he's summoning a loogie from the deep, and then waits, and then spits in the crowd, and then the whole crowd started spitting at him and throwing everything at him.
I hate when that happens.
And they turned on him for the next three songs, and it was awful.
Did he just stand there and take it? Like, did he just like throw his arms out and take all the loogies?
Oh yeah, he went Jesus Christ pose.
Oh my God, that is so badass.
That's so punk rock.
So nasty. Last scene, Marilyn Manson at Easy Street on Keystone. He had everybody start spitting on him, and like was it just telling him, okay, everybody start spitting.
Hate me. Yeah.
Yeah. And smashed a light bulb on his head, and he had all those people spit on him. It was nasty.
That's entertainment worth $40 a person.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
He stuck a mic up his ass the time I saw him.
Really?
Dude.
Was that in the basement at Ryland House?
It was the basement called the Fallout Shelter.
Oh, the Fallout Shelter down at the JCPenney's basement.
Yeah.
Did he was there a point to that? Did he, make noises and you could hear it through the mic?
He likes attention.
He liked to look like he had a tail.
Wow.
Oh, maybe that has relevance on the Mindless Self-Indulgence lyric. I have the microphone in my butt now.
Huh.
Right.
I never thought about that. Right.
That's entertainment.
How do you wash a microphone?
I was going to add that.
You just buy a whole
Lysol
new top.
Shaolin was born at the Ryland House.
Huh.
Really?
Really?
516 Ryland.
Yeah, right there in the corner.
In the basement?
Yeah.
We lived there.
Green Day was down there, jonesing the drugs off everybody.
Well, no.
Allegedly.
Not then.
It turned into that that kind of place after we moved out.
But was she born
at
the house?
She was born at Washoe Med.
Washoe Med, okay.
But she came home. We lived there for another 8 months or something like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and then it turned into the punk rock house.
Yeah.
Mr. Sticker Guy.
Yeah, Pete McKetty and Zach and all those
guys. Yeah, there was a lot of great shows in that basement.
Yeah. That was the first place I ever stayed at in Reno, and that was my introduction to Reno, was that house.
Legendary basement.
The porch and the three-string guitar and, stuff. Stuff. It was fun.
Rad.
Let's have another song.
Hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You would never understand because it happens too fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking on glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, and taste it so sweet. But it makes no difference cause it knocks you off your feet. Say, lying on the floor, so you lay down on it and you do it some more. You got to share it, so you dare it, and you bear it, and you tear it. You want it all, but you can't have it. Yeah, it's in your face, but you can't grab it. It's a lie, afraid, a lie, a sin. It's
Nice.
Wow. That was fucking awesome.
I feel so bad for that goldfish.
they put it back in the water afterwards.
Okay, I hope so. Yeah.
Shit, you guys!
So I heard that song on the radio when we were driving south on Sparks Boulevard. My friend Mark and I were—he was driving, and the song came on the radio. And I, as soon as the vocals came in, I cranked it up, and it was like the first time I'd ever even heard of the band or anything. Mm. And it just leveled me.
Yeah. That was really...
I went and bought the album the next day.
Pretty mind-blowing when it came out. Yeah, it was great music.
Yeah,
the world needed that.
I saw the video, and like you said, ran right out. And then by the next weekend, I owned the album, 100%.
Yeah, listened to the album over and over again for a while. I think I was probably 15 when that came out.
I was a super goth kid, so I was like, I'm not listening to any of that radio bullshit. But then one of my friends was playing Mr. Bungle one day, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's amazing! And he's like, this is Mike Patton's other band. Blew my mind. And then I began to respect.
California's a great album.
I have a Faith No More story. I won tickets on KOZZ to Metallica, and he said... It's Metallica and this really good band, Faith No More, is opening up. And I'm like, Faith No More? They sound like, you know, like Satanists or something. I don't know. And then I went and saw it, and they kind of stole the show. I mean, we all knew what we were getting with Metallica, but when they played, it was like, holy fuck, they're really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great band. And I saw Mr. Bungle once, too. They were great, too.
Damn.
But Faith No More, yeah. Oh, I have another Faith No More story. I told Rory out in the garage for that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
In Seattle, I got tickets for them with Babes in Toyland. And I love Babes in Toyland. And they played, and Faith No More audience did not care for Babes in Toyland at all. And so I was just all pissed off at everybody in the audience. Like, what? Do you like this? I mean, they had them open up for them for a reason. What the fuck's wrong with everybody?
Haters.
So I watched one Faith No More song, and I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Fuck these haters, which is probably a bad move because I didn't get to see Faith No More ever again. So,
yep.
But
can't let those haters ruin your time.
I know. Debbie Downer.
Hey, Ian, what do you got coming up here?
All right, so we got several things coming up this weekend.
Yes.
The day that this show is coming out or should be coming out, Silver is opening up for Blue Oyster Cult.
What the Ooh. Fuck?
Well, yeah. Yeah,
damn.
That's on the schedule.
That is so badass.
Yeah, at Virginia Street Brew House, 8 p.m. The tickets are not cheap, but it'll be an amazing show.
How much are they?
They're like $40.
Damn. Same price it was in 1977 when Blue Oyster Cult was good. Or popular.
Well, no, I'd pay $40 to see Silver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Silver's rips.
Also starting on Thursday, we have Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas.
Yeah.
So tons of showings, and then Rory, you're having your birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
One of them, right?
My birthday's on Sunday, but I'm going to the Saturday night show. Let's all come on down and make a thing of it. Let's hang out and watch an awesome Christmas comedy
some
for
Christmas
my birthday
time.
Instead of just getting loaded at the bar. We'll save that for later.
I'll be there.
we also have Heterophobia's album release show at Shays,
9:30
on the 7th this Saturday.
Nice.
Fuck.
And that's with Blue Envy and the Juveniles as well.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
That sounds great.
Kind of a trippy combination.
There's also a dirty punk rock community toy drive at Jub Jub's on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Pirate Punks and NVDM getting together. Let's see. It's Opposite Ends, Posthumous with our good buddy Glenn. Vi. Metal Billy Trucker and Mike Reed and the Damn Old Band.
Damn,
that's gonna be some punk rock country knee kicking,
holy shit, that's
fist
awesome.
Slapping kind of show.
Man, Metal Billy Trucker and Damn Old Band sound good together
for sure.
Yeah,
and then Vi is Andrew Warbington's band.
Thank you. I was trying to think of who that was. Yes, Andrew, good buddy. And then Posthumous, like that's gonna be a great show.
Yeah,
and
a lot of good folks.
It
there.
Is a toy drive, so come on down with $10 or an unwrapped gift.
Oh, and then the only thing else that I have coming up, we've got a show on December 15th at the Holland Project. It's Empath and Made for Shelter. The old drummer for my old band Matt Bad is playing in Made for Shelter. So go check him out. It's gonna be a great show. 7 p.m. at the Holland Project. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday.
And that's an all ages show.
Yes.
And actually, on Sunday, the where is that? Yeah, there's a show with Robbers Roost, Deadly Gallows, Jen Scafidi, and Katie Hockenberry. Robbers Roost is from Ellsberg, Washington. If you haven't heard of the Deadly Gallows or Jen Scafidi, you really should know. I don't know Katie Hockenberry, but you should probably check her out. Barbecue Potluck Music at 7. Don't be late.
Yeah, I got to see the Deadly Gallows once.
Where's
back
that show?
Eyeball. It was
Krakenhead.
Great.
Ask a pirate for the address.
Oh. Oh.
Find the event on Facebook. All ages, 21 up, BYOB.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Can I get a minute, Rory, to talk about something?
Yeah, please.
It's that time of year again where I like to remind everybody when you come up to a four-way stop at the same time as somebody else and you're going, you're kind of cross-traffic, the person on the right always has the right-of-way. If you're on the right, just go. Don't wave me through.
It's like
or whoever.
Cards.
I mean, whoever's on the left, don't wave them through. It's courteous. Sure, you feel like you're doing a nice thing by letting them through. But traffic just works better if everybody follows
it's
the rules.
It's like dealing
be
cards.
Be predictable.
Go clockwise.
Don't
please. Go clockwise.
Yeah. If four people come into the same stop, that's the only time courtesy ever comes into it.
Yeah.
And that never fucking happens.
I don't also, need your permission to cross the street, but thanks for waving me across.
Real
anywhere.
Cool. Yeah.
Also, with the weather the way it is, engine braking is your friend. Don't slam on your brakes and hit that black ice and eat shit and die.
Yeah.
And be sure.
That's not cool.
No.
Be sure to protect your car from breakdowns by putting a cup of sugar into your gas tank every morning. And just in case your computer's running slow, delete those System 32 files.
Yeah, don't forget. That one's really going to slow you down, so you got to get rid of it.
Someone once told me I had a little sugar in the tank, and now I know what they meant.
Yes.
That's what they're talking
about,
right?
I hate you.
Winterizing your car.
Yep.
That's what they meant.
Yep.
Comments of people on the Worst Old Podcast belong to them and solely to them alone.
Does not represent the organization.
Faith
that's right.
No
right.
More.
That's right.
Ben, Vince, This weird little I mean keep going. This is like I'm having trouble thinking. It's like some weird alien like mind control.
It's like when we were listening to the Penderecki song.
Yeah,
Halloween.
I know. I am just wondering. Do you guys have any shows lined up?
That's a funny story behind that. We don't right now.
You should.
We should. So this year was kind of a little bit of a rebuilding year. Shellen's new to the band, and I think we're ready to kind of do it again. So we'll probably be looking at shows early next year, hopefully.
Excellent.
Very cool.
Awesome. Let us know, and we'll plug them for you.
Fuck yeah. Highly recommended.
9 out of 10 would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But only 9.
The other guy's
but
a
fuck
hater.
That one guy. Yeah.
That's probably me. No, sorry, I misunderstood. I would be the one. Never mind, I'm done talking. I'm a dentist.
I think that's a great place to cut the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
man.
A dentist. For Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Ian, what's his name? Dogwater Dick.
In the back.
Webmaster Strice, Cadillac Kim, and all the friends of the show, especially assistant costume designer Lee. Thank you for all of your support. We love you. Life is short. Good night, ladies. Here's a couple more songs.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. We'll be right back.
you might surprise yourself.
I deserve a reward, 'cause I'm the best fucking